Blog Talk Radio.
Culture Freedom Radio, Culture Freedom Radio, Culture Freedom Radio, in the house, Culture Freedom Radio, Freedom Radio, Culture Freedom Radio, it's in the house, Brother Anthony, Brother Eric, Arrogant Sunday Ray, yes, they in the house, yes, they in the house, give you what you need, without a doubt, without a doubt, we in the house, we in the house, we in the house, we coming live and direct from Blog Talk Radio, we in the house, we in the house, we in the house, give me the best, and come talk radio, we in the house, we in the house, we in the house, in the house. Culture Freedom Radio, Culture Freedom Radio, Culture Freedom Radio, in the house, in the house, Culture Freedom Radio, Freedom Radio, Culture Freedom Radio, it's in the house, in the house. Brother Anthony, Brother Eric, Arrogant Sunday Ray, yes, they in the house, yes, they in the house. Give me what you need, without a doubt, without a doubt. We in the house, we in the house, we in the house. We coming live out and direct from Blog Talk Radio. We in the house, we in the house, we in the house. Give me the best and come talk radio. We in the house, we in the house, we in the house.
You can find
Womack began his long career as a guitarist for Sam Cooke and Aretha Franklin. He proved his raspy, soulful voice was one of a kind when his solo career took off in 1967 with his first song, Trust Me. One of Womack's early songs he sang and wrote, It's All Over Now, was even re-recorded by the Rolling Stones. It became their first number one song in the UK in 1964. Born in Cleveland, Ohio, the singer-songwriter was known for such hits as Looking for a Love, Woman's Gotta Have It, and If You Think You're Lonely Now. If you think you're lonely. His song, Across 110th Street, which was a hit in 1972, found a new audience in 1997 when it was featured in the opening credits of Quentin Tarantino's film, Jackie Brown. The R&B singer finally got his due in 2009 when he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I want to thank y'all so much.
3 years later, Womack released his album, The Bravest Man in the Universe, co-produced by Gorillaz frontman Damon Albarn. In the making of The Bravest Man in the Universe, the soul man was humbled by the experience.
Everything kept falling like it was supposed to fall. There was no craziness. It was about music. That's what impressed me the most.
Make your move. Though Womack continued to perform, he had various health concerns, including prostate cancer, colon cancer, and pneumonia. Then in early 2013, he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. The singer was saddened by the diagnosis, reportedly saying, "How can I not remember the songs that I wrote?" Considered to be one of soul music's greatest artists, Womack's contributions to music won't soon be forgotten.
All the leaves are brown, and the sky is gray. I went for a walk on a winter's day. I'd be saving more if I was. Such a winter's day. Went to the church of the dead. I stopped along the way. Well, I got down on my bending knees and I began to pray. You know, the preacher did the call. So he knows I'm gonna stay. He knows I'm gonna stay. I told him.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, family, most definitely, y'all. What's up, family, how y'all doing? Assalamu alaikum, hotel, peace to y'all out there, man. What's up? Yeah, we're in the house on this Monday, y'all, we're in the house on this Monday. Had to start that one off, man, to our tribute to, man, a legendary, man, great musician, man, singer, Bobby Womack, man, Bobby Womack, y'all, who passed away passed away over the weekend, so we had to start that one off, man, just to show our love for Bobby Womack. Y'all know I love me some old school, and Bobby Womack was showing up old school, y'all, you know what I'm saying, taking y'all 100 and across 110th Street, you know what I'm saying, if you think you're lonely now, yeah, just you better wait until the night. Bobby Womack, surely gonna be missed, man. Yo, we don't get great artists like that no more. We just don't get them like that anymore, man. Like, you know what I'm saying, like the OJs, the Isley Brothers. We don't get artists like that with good music anymore. You know, good soulful music, you know what I'm saying, to give you the good vibes and good feel anymore. So Bobby Womack, man, you're surely gonna be missed. Good legendary singer, man. So we had to do our tribute out to Bobby Womack. Open it up, y'all. Hey, y'all, well, hey, this is what we've got right here for y'all tonight, y'all. Man, we're going into it, y'all, one more time right here on Culture Freedom Radio. Most definitely in the house, y'all. Hey, don't forget also to go and check out our brother Savannah Black, man, with Savannah Black, Conscious Attack, right here on Culture Freedom Radio. Man, coming in the house, coming hardcore. The brother came on last night, did his thing right here, man. Peace out to Savannah Black and also to the Black Messiahs. Peace to y'all brothers out there, man. Great work y'all doing in the community, man. We love what y'all doing. We love it. We love it. We love it. Yes, sir. Tonight's topic of conversation is, how do you know you have been, how do you know what you have been given as the truth is the truth? How do you know what you've been given as the truth is the truth? How can you discern about what is truth and what is not, when you're researching and when you're looking out in the world for information and whatnot? How can you discern what is truth and what is not? Because there's a lot of damn shit out here that sound real good. I tell you, man, I've heard a lot. It sounds good. It sounds real convincing. But find out a lot of it just, man, when you get down to it, the meat of it, and really just get into it and look at it, it's a bunch of bullshit, but it sound damn good. Sound damn good now, you know what I'm saying? I've quoted a lot of this shit, you know what I'm saying, along back in the days with a lot of this stuff. Came to find out, man, none of this shit wasn't true. But how can you discern what is truth and what is not? So tonight, topic of conversation, y'all, hey, and we appreciate our sister, man, sister Shell, for giving us this topic of conversation. She asked for us, can we touch on this topic of conversation? That's what we like, y'all. For y'all to give us some things to talk on. We don't just like to try to think about some things, because a lot of y'all might have some stuff y'all want us to share, and we just abide by those things that y'all have us to do. So this show here goes out to our sister Shell, because she wanted us to do this topic of conversation. One more time, y'all. How do you know what you've been giving as the truth is the truth? Let's bring our brother Fred Ron Marge. Brother Eric in the house. Peace to you, brother Eric.
peace to you, brother. Peace to you, brother. No, it's not. It's not Fred Ron Mars. It's Islam Sadiq L. Ron Wachita March.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And I'm out here in Nevada, Reno, Nevada. I only ran across. I've been here 2 days, and I only seen, I think, one Indian.
Damn.
Native American. Went to a liquor store. I saw some Indians from India in that motherfucker.
Damn, wrong Indians, huh?
Wrong goddamn Indians. But I ain't seen no Indians. Saw an Indian bank. And I did some research, and there's supposed to be quite a few out here, but I guess they're all on them reservations and shit. Trailer park reservations and shit. But anyway, we're dealing with this truth. What is it? What is it not? Do we really get the truth? Now, let's go back into the Bible, bro. John chapter 18, verse 38 in the Gospel of John. And they're talking about Pontius Pilate. And the gesturing of Pilate, or truth, what is truth? Or in Latin, quid est veritas, And Pilate proclaims to the masses, referring to the Jews and the authorities, he does not consider Jesus guilty of any crime, because Jesus was talking about he's representing the truth. You know, and it's a subject amongst a lot of debates amongst scholars, but no firm conclusion. And they go on to say, like, Pontius Pilate's statement had been made in jest, and that the trial was a mockery, or that he may have actually intended to reflect on the philosophical position that truth is hard to ascertain. So they didn't know which way he was going with it. The Greek word rendered as truth and in English translations is called aletheia, which literally means unconcealed and connotes sincerity in addition to factuality and reality. So even during Jesus' times and way before Jesus came on the planet, there is this debate over truth. See, and Pontius Pilate couldn't debate the fact that Jesus' truth wasn't truth. Why? Because what's truth to somebody else may not be true to you. Truth is an abstract concept. Let's go to the summary. You got your dictionary out?
Yes, sir.
You ain't got you got the truth, the definition of truth, because that's really interesting. You got that?
Yes, sir. I got it from the New Standard Encyclopedia Dictionary right here.
Okay.
Let me see here. Right, ready for it?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. It says the state or character of being true, that which is true, conformity to truth or reality, the quality of being true. In truth indeed and fact. Then you have truthful, confirming the fact, telling the truth. That's one. Well, we need, might not have been the one you're looking for. Let me get another one, brother.
Okay. The one I'm referring to is the one where truth is based on belief. If you believe it, here it is right here.
Okay, yeah.
Let me see. The quality or state of being true. That which is true or in accordance with fact or reality. Now, the truth. Another definition. A fact or belief that is accepted as true.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be either or. It could be a fact, or it could be a belief. So when they say, I want the truth, which one you want? I want the truth and nothing but the truth. You can't handle the truth. You remember that?
Hey, sure. I supposed to have been finding that clip, but damn, I forgot.
Well, you got it now.
Yes, sir.
Shit. You can't handle that motherfucker. Why? Because it might not coincide with your belief.
Mm.
Now, if you go to gotquestions.org and look up what is true, you will be presented with a multitude of information that'll just take you to think back a little bit. I'm trying to bring it up, but this Wi-Fi connection is kind of slow over here. Let me see. My Wi-Fi is slow, bro. So I'm going to wait till it come up, and I'll come back to that. Yeah, peace to everybody out in the chat room. Much love. Yeah, but what is truth? Everybody's teaching us this is the truth. They don't know what they're talking about over there. They got their scriptures wrong. We coming from the Bible. They coming from the Holy Quran. We coming from the Torah. We're coming from the lost books of Moses. We're coming from the 13 crucified saviors. You know what I'm saying? Jesus was black. No, he wasn't. He was a Moor. No, he wasn't. He was an Israelite. No, he wasn't. He was my mama's cousin. So we dealing with all kind of things and sayings, and we repeat this information as truth because somebody told us that. Now, we used to believe in Santa Claus and thought that was true.
Mm.
Come to find out that was a lie. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people believe that Barack Obama was going to get them out of their situation. They believe that, but that was a lie. Ain't shit changed. Hmm? The draws of truth ain't changed. Hmm? Some people think the Holy Bible is the truth.
Hmm.
Hmm?
Yes, sir.
And some people think it's mixed with falsehood. Who was right, who was wrong? Hmm? Some people think the white man is a devil. And some people think the white man is God. Who was right, who was wrong?
I am.
Some people think we cursed. Hamites. Some people call us Canaanites. We're Canaanites from the land of Canaan. And we own Alaska and motherfucking Antarctic Ocean. And we got a mandate in 1928 that said we can do what we want to do. Somebody told us that. But if you don't look it up and you just listen and you let it sink in, psychologically, you believe it. Because some race, in law, what is that called? You're in the party, right? And something happened. It's three guys. You with them. You have nothing to do with it, but some shit go down. You're a part of that shit too, huh? And you got to prove your innocence, right?
Mm-hmm. Accessory.
Right? Well, yeah, accessory to the crime or whatever.
Yes, sir.
Now, if you provided with some information and just take it in and don't say nothing, don't you become an accessory to the untruth that was told to you? You just said, I'll forget it, you know. I ain't gonna say nothing. Preacher sitting up there preaching hard, lying his ass off. You know he lying, but you ain't gonna say nothing. That makes you an accessory. Huh. Might as well be. It make it seem like you in on it with the preacher. Because you ain't said shit. Hmm? So you held accountable for what you know. I ain't going to say that because I ain't going to even be triggered with this. We're going to get into an argument and whoopie whoop. But you fight for freedom, justice, and equality, and you want your people to be free. I just let that slide. You know what I'm saying? Knowing half the people ain't going to look shit up because people are lazy. Hell, if you didn't look up shit when you was going to school, you ain't even in school now. What makes you think you're going to be doing all this research and looking that shit up? You just sitting up there listening to what the so-called teacher teaches. And he or she is coming from their own perspective of what they read. So now you've taken on their perspective of what they read and presented to you, and that shit becomes yours. Hmm. Now you become an accessory to the crime. And what is the crime? Shedding life, truth mixed with falsehood. That's great.
Yeah,
yeah. That happens every day. Because this is dialogue. Every time you listen to somebody and take the time to listen to somebody and analyze what they're saying, that all those words are affecting you in some way or manner. And if you don't say nothing, at least to yourself, like that's some bullshit. At least say it to yourself if you don't say it to nobody else. To get that crap out of there. You know what I'm saying? Because what the hell is truth worth anyway? How good is truth, somewhere? How good is truth, bro? For years, since 1930, I've been telling you, black man and black woman is God. How has that really affected and changes the mass of the people? Or does that shit take time, degree by degree, over years and years and years? One must ask that question. How relevant is it? Because it seemed like people would be moving out, wasn't it? Marching, moving out, taking charge of their post, their temple, and all property in view. Saying, stop it. Let's wait a minute now. But since we know and realize the truth, let's quit degrading our black women. Come on, black man, let's get on our 2 feet and build and make something happen for the next generation. Seems like we'll be doing that shit if we got the truth. Because, see, we got falsehood and we ain't doing shit. So when we get the truth, what the hell are we doing with it? So-called truth. Doing the same shit you doing the same shit that you was doing when you thought Jesus was up in the sky. Talk black to me if you can. If you can't, keep on listening. Huh? Am I making sense or am I just acting a fool up here? Or on here? I mean, because, you know, we got to define what's true for you and what does it for you, you know, because everybody got the kind of truth they like, and some people don't like the truth, because the truth hurt, bro. You know what I'm saying? The truth be hurt. It hurt me and it hurts you. But it's the truth. Motherfuckers want the truth. You know what I'm saying? Or do they really? They want the truth, but sugarcoat that bitch for me. Because I can't drink nothing sour. I got to have some sugar on it. Y'all ain't got no Kool-Aid. I can't drink water with my dinner. You know how some people say, I can't drink water with my dinner. They got to have something sweet. Or they can't finish their dinner. They can't finish dinner without having something sweet. Y'all got something sweet? What y'all got for dessert? Ain't no damn dessert. You can't have dessert every goddamn night. You know what I'm saying? Or you can't have a sandwich without no potato chips. You know what the fuck I'm talking about. You know, I put some cheese on my truth. Y'all niggas ain't got no hot sauce? How y'all telling the truth and you ain't got no hot sauce? Ain't seasoned worth a goddamn. Some people don't even like white people truth, some, right? They just want all black people truth. Like white people don't never tell the truth. Or Asian people don't never tell the truth. Oh, them devils, they don't know what they're talking about. You know what I'm saying? He lying to you. You see, the black man that taught you that the white man lie. Yeah, he do. But this white people would be telling the truth, too. And there's some white people be telling the truth mixed with falsehood, just like we do. But, you know, I only want the truth from black people. Sorry, am I lying, bro?
Oh, damn.
All I do is listen to my black scholars. And I don't be listening to no white scholars and shit. But won't buy no black product, but won't support your brother and shit. Ain't that a bitch? Buying shea butter at Walmart and shit. You feel me? Oh, you feel it? Do we do that or do we do it not, somebody?
Yes, sir.
I mean, the truth. Everybody wants the truth. I want to know if my man's sleeping around. Do you really want to? Or I want to know if my woman's sleeping around and cheating on me. Do you really want to know? Because then that means you got to do something. Once you know the truth, that means you got to react on it. That means, you know, you just can't get the truth and just sit on the motherfucker. Okay, I done found out my wife cheating. Now what the fuck am I going to do? Do you really are? You're a female. You found out your man had another woman on the side. Now what you going to do? Do you really want to know? Because see, now you got to make a decision. Versus just speculating, like I think he is. You know what I'm saying? But what's the outcome? What you gonna do after that? You know what I'm saying? Do you really want to know? Do you really want to know how long you got left? Doctor, look at your history and your chart and. So I got some news to tell you. You want to know that, motherfucker? Or no? Would you rather him lie to you? I'll tell you the truth. So you have 3 years to live. Would you rather know it now? Or just let it happen? The truth. Do you really want to know the truth? Some people say we came from aliens. Do you really want to know the truth? I don't think so. The motherfuckers would come on the scene and say we evolved from feces and the bacteria mixed with water, and that's how the first amoeba came about, and so we all come from a piece of shit. You want to hear that shit? Somebody, you can stop me at any time, Elizabeth.
I was a brother, Annie, your mic goes too, baby.
You can stop me at any time, bro. Do we really want to know? You know what I'm saying? Do you really want to know? You really want to know you look good in that dress? You really want to know the truth? No, you don't. You don't be wanting to know that, motherfucker. But we say we do. But we got to analyze what's truth and relevant for us. It's an abstract concept. It's just like freedom. Everybody got their own idea of freedom. Everybody got their own idea of truth. We argue and speculate over truth and falsehood. In actuality, falsehood and truth is kind of like the same thing. It's like positive and negative, and it's like God and the devil. It depends on how you look at it. I'll give you an example. A teacher is standing up in front of the class. What's up, Brother Anthony?
What's up?
I'm gonna shut up after this.
Go ahead. You're on fire. That's why I said nothing. Go ahead.
I'm gonna let you in after this. Teacher standing up in front of the class. He says to the class, to the right of me is the exit door, and this is the only exit door to the right of me. Now put yourself on the other side where the student's sitting at, and they're sitting, and when he says to the right, when they look over there, it's to they left. Now who's right or wrong? Is the teacher right and the student's wrong, or are the student's right and the teacher wrong? Well, hell, they're both right. Because from the teacher's perspective, that's his right. The student say from his, from what I see from him saying, that is an exit, but my right is this way. But from his perspective, that's his right. You see what I'm saying? The Constitution, is it true? The Articles of Confederation, is it true and binding and factual? We uphold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created what? Equal. Is that carried out? You would have to say no, sir. So is that true? Some people argue up and down, but it depends on what side and what perspective you're coming from. And the religious aspect comes in the part with that, dealing with equality, man, and this and that and the other. Contracts. Lawyers. And all that shit. Is that true? Is the sun true? Because see, sun, some people say the sun is true, but some people say the sun is not true. Because the sun don't rise at the same time every morning. Is the earth true? Some may say yes, some may say no. Why? Because the earth is not a perfect circle. It has a wobble in it. It rotates on its axis on the side like a fat man. He has to roll over. It's on his side. Like it's carrying weight. Like it's pregnant. It's on the side. It's leaning. It's gangster leaning in the atmosphere. Is it true? I'm shutting up right now, bro. Right now. What is this thing called truth? What is this thing we got going in the conscious community? Living the truth. Hmm? I mean, it's it's something that's relevant that really needs to be touched upon because we all seeking it. And supposedly what comes after truth is justice. But it never seems like there is any justice. And so if there's never any justice, then there must not be no truth. Mm-hmm. God damn. So go ahead, bro.
Oh, I just wanted to come with some supporting facts first before I just give my take. We're going to go back to the definition of truth just to make a comparison to show you that is a similarity. I'm going to give you truth from the 1828 definition. We show you it's basically consistent with what y'all came with. But it got some other interesting definitions. It's a conformity to fact or reality. Exact accordance with that which is or has been or shall be. The truth of history constitutes its whole value. We rely on the truth of the scriptural prophecy. And it is, my mouth shall speak truth, Proverbs 8. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is thy truth, John 17. Then it goes down to the second definition. True state of fact or thing, the duty of a court or justice. There you go. is to discover the truth. Witnesses are sworn to declare truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. You said earlier, conformity of words to thought, which is called moral thought. Shall truth fail to keep her word? And so on. Then it say correct opinion, fidelity, consistency. It say the thoughts of past pleasure of truth, honesty, virtue. It must appear that malice bear down truth, exactness, formity to rule. Now see, a lot of this stuff is very interesting to me as I read it. But I'm going to stop right there because most of the stuff now go into, you know, just scriptures to back up what they, as examples of what they mean by the phrases. You said a mouthful, man. I don't know where the damn began.
Now go ahead, bro, because I got to call my wife real quick.
Oh, okay. Well, he had brought up the Constitution, and he was saying, is that true? He made a good point. The thoughts behind designing any Constitution, I'm not going to just say the American Constitution because I don't want to get into the historical part of it. I'm through with that. Like, you know, the thoughts behind any Constitution or any contract, the intention of truth may be there, but the verification of truth, the validation of truth, only exists based upon the actions that are followed by the words that's put on that contract. So when he was saying, is the Constitution true? It was written in truth, but it's not true due to the fact we can all see that nobody follows it, upholds it, they break it, they rewrite it, they remix it. Everybody has their own version of what, or interpretation of what that Constitution means to justify their truths or to support them in whatever it is they want to do to be in line with that Constitution or to be protected by that Constitution. Or to say, hey, this represents me, and this pertains to me, and this pertains to what it is that I could do according to this document, with, like you said, without research, without really going into it, seeing what the original authors of it said, and what were their interpretations. Are you following their interpretations of what truth is, or are you rewriting what truth is based upon those words that they put down, and do you really know how they were applying it during that time? See what I'm saying? When you weren't around to even know, did they get out like that? It's just an interpretation of speculation, and you take it and internalize it as a truth, and then you try to live it and enforce it on others when they don't see it that way. They may say, hold up, I don't look at it that way. That ain't what my people told me the founding father said. And you say, no, this is what my people said the founding father said. So it's a lot of chaos and confusion within truth. So when I look at truth, I look at it as what stand the test of time. After you go through all the chaos, the changes, the new paradigm shift, and what was put on the table, can it stand? Can it be tried, tested again and proven to be right? Can it manifest itself within the change again and still be there and be tried, tested and still proven right? Does it stand as universal law? Does it force you to look at the truth within yourself? And then you say, damn, I'm the one fucked up because I can't knock down this spark that's standing here. So truth stands within the midst of lies. You can take the truth and encase it in lies, but the truth will eventually come up out of it. And then it'll point the finger right back at you to find the truth within yourself. You see what I'm saying? So there's a lot of ways to look at truth, you know? But you can go ahead, Sun Ray. I'm going to pull this other piece up.
Yes, sir. I'm trying to see which way to go, which way to go. Yeah, like I said, man, it's a lot of truth because everybody has, like what Sister Seal was saying. Let me go back up in the chat room. Sister was saying earlier, let me get to it. But she was saying when you go to court, right? She said, notice in the court, they will ask you when you have to swear in. They would say, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth? And the whole truth, thinking if you're going to tell the truth, as Sister was saying, if you're going to tell the truth, you're going to tell the whole truth. So I guess they want it in the courtroom, they want you to tell part truth. So that was, I like when the Sister was there, that she glad she brought that part up. Do you swear to tell the truth and nothing but the whole truth? No, hell no, I ain't going to tell y'all the whole truth. I'm going to tell you the shit I want you to know. That's what I'm going to do. Under oath. So yeah, that's true. I like that. I got a leak. Let me see here. This going into like truth versus fact. Let me play this by fact.
There's a motion.
I hate to say this, but I think Maurice may be right. Now, Pierre has yielded a new truth to the world, and however ludicrous and personally unsettling, and regardless of its impact, I think we have an obligation to tell that truth.
Why?
Yeah, why?
Because the truth belongs to everyone. What would have happened if Newton had decided to keep the law of gravity to himself? The truth initiates events whose impact we can't foresee. It's our responsibility to just tell it and get out of the way.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's the opinion of a New York doctor. A Jewish New York doctor.
Joe, I think that you're confusing the truth with the facts.
No, the facts change, Chris. The truth is constant.
Oh, on the contrary, my friend, the truth changes.
Oh, yeah? Give me an example.
The truth about Custer, hero or villain, civilizer or agent of genocide, the truth slips and turns. The facts remain the same.
Yeah? What about light? Particle or wave? I mean, it exhibits qualities of both. When the truth is finally known, the facts will be made to accommodate the truth.
Now they're getting into paradox, dicey stuff.
Well, Joe, let's distinguish paradox from contradiction. Can something be more than one thing at the same time, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost? We digress. I offer the poet's vision of the ancient urn. Truth is beauty, beauty truth.
We can serve and volley semantics all night, Chris. The point is, if...
Gentlemen...
Yeah, true versus fact.
Yeah.
True versus fact.
Like see, I like this trickery. Go ahead, my bad.
Yeah. Now, I was going to say, because the truth, we were taught this so-called truth in school, that Christopher Columbus discovered America and all this shit when nobody was at any Columbus. Well, I can't say they ain't said when nobody here. They did tell about a Native people that was here, with the Indians. They didn't say them goddamn Indians with us, though. So they taught us all this bull. And so... We were made to, and we have, well, those who actually graduated from schools, you got a high school diploma or a certificate on your wall where showing that you went through this schooling and you were certified, at, you know, and whatever, under this educational system saying how you believe that Christopher Columbus discovered America. Is that true? Nope. But it's true according to the goddamn Europeans, but to the people that know better, That's not true. That's not the actual facts, as we would say. So that's why I like when he was saying, I like they were going into it. They said, well, truth changes. The facts remain the same. So like I said, but truth does. It do change, goddamn it, because one minute you can say this is the truth, and next thing you know, you can change that motherfucker. Well, no, that ain't the truth. This is what the truth. Because like a lot of people, like when they write books sometimes, they might come out with something, and then they have to revise it because they found something else. They're like, damn. I got to revise it and change that. So, like I said, sometimes truth can change on your ass.
That's right, because, see, truth is infinite. It always changes. So, therefore, what was fact today may not be fact tomorrow. That's what I was saying with the trickery he was saying. Then he switched and came in and said, well, then the facts will adjust with it. That's right. But then... when the guy called him, he switched real quick because the truth is ever continual because information is ever continual. But when you deal with law, universal law causes everything to change because the universe is constantly developing. Just like you are constantly developing, you're constantly changing. Your body is your cells are constantly changing. Your thought process is constantly changing. You're continually going through different stages, just like the universe. That's fact. Because whatever happens on the highest level will have an effect on the lowest level, and vice versa. You see what I'm saying? Because what we do to this planet causes the planet to give off a reaction. It causes the planet to change, and therefore, when the planet is trying to stay within its truths, it causes an effect on us. And either we recognize it spiritually, recognize it physically, visually, and we have to adjust, or we die out. And far as when I say die out, doesn't mean that's the end of our existence. We have to now transform into something else to become part of a whole new reality in which the planet and in which the universe is now going to rewrite, just like we can do that with our lives. Like when Eric was saying, you find out your old man cheating, you find out your old lady cheating, you got to react to that. That's the truth. And even if you don't do nothing, you still react. You see what I'm saying? You're still reacting by not doing nothing. For the simple fact, there's something coming after that where it's going to change your motherfucking life. So she might say, since this chump ain't going to stand up and this chump ain't going to show me the love I want because I only did it because I just wanted to get his attention, now I'm going to move his ass up out of here. Now your reality and your truth just changed. Because when somebody say, where the hell you live at? Yeah, you still live over there? No. See what I'm saying? But the truth was you did live there, but now you don't. See what I'm saying? It's just as simple as that. It ain't complex when you're dealing with the truth. It ain't complex when you're dealing with falsehood. It's whether you choose to deal with it or ignore it. It's whether you choose to say, hey, I'm going to take this shit in my motherfucking hand and write my own truths. And with these truths, I'll build my own reality. And for my reality, I'll change the whole paradigm around me to suit me and fit me. And this is what all your rulers and all your conquerors have done and are doing. They're rewriting truths to their favor, to benefit themselves and they buddies and colleagues or whatever. And you adjust to it, as the definition says. Let me go back to where it said. It's a conformity to facts or reality. See what I'm saying? You're either going to conform to my truths or you're going to write your truths and make somebody else conform to them. It's a exact accordance with which that is or has been or shall be. See what I'm saying? So therefore, the truth is within you. So when mother say, I'm the truth, you are the truth. But write it. Manifest it. Live it. According to how you see it or according, and then you can make motherfuckers see it your way, like Eric was saying earlier. It's a the truth of history constitute its whole value. We rely on the truth of the scripture prophecies. See what I'm saying? Where somebody prophesies and have to tell them this is what truth is. So either you're going to write your own truth or write your own reality, or somebody going to write that shit for you, and you're going to live it. And now it become what Eric said and you said, a belief system. You believe that. Due to what you can gather and what they've presented to you as being real, as being true, you accept that. So he was right. When he used that constitution as a perfect example, that was totally correct. So you got people arguing something that was done in the past that they wasn't even there to see. They don't even know if them niggas inked that shit. Who inked it? And who told them to it? Who told it to them? You know what I'm saying? They don't know.
Yeah, my bad. Yeah, because I'm looking at the word fact. I'm looking at fact and truth. This still, the word fact still takes me back to the word truth and reality. Because I'm looking at the word fact, and this is anything that is done or happening. Brother, here, get your mic back over to you, brother. Here. Anything that is done or happened. Anything actually extended. So it says any statement strictly true. So I'm thinking now if we talk about like history, they'll tell us like history is you know they can lie and try to change it and distort it, but no matter how they try to rewrite it, and they'll say it's the truth, it won't be the truth. It will be a lie. Because when the facts are weighed out and put on the scale, and the facts where they will remain, they lie. Because, you know, it, just like we talk about all of this stuff that happened over here in America, whatever, when the actual truth come out, it'll say that they lying. Because now I'm thinking about more in-depth now. The facts or the truth don't change. Now I'm thinking that now because it's just how we would say it's the truth. But when we dig down to it, it's like it doesn't. You know, no matter how people say, well, this is the truth. This is how it really happened. But then when the source get down to like at a crime scene, when investigators come in, CSI and shit, they come in to do the investigating on the crime scene. You know, we might got two or three witnesses or whatever. They might say this is what happened, this is what happened. But when investigators come in and do their thorough research and investigating on it, they find, well, this is actually true. This is actually what happened. But people are like, well, I told the truth. We did the investigation. We see exactly what happened. So no matter how people perceive something as to be the truth, don't necessarily mean that it is. But see, you got to get down to the source of it and look at it, and then we'll find the truth. So I'm thinking that's what I'm saying. The truth really don't fucking change. It's how the people tell the stories, and they perceive it as the truth. But when the facts will always remain. You know what I'm saying? They will always remain there. No matter how you try to change it and rewrite it, just like they'll try to say, you know, Kemetic people, you know, we studied about Kemet and shit. We go over there and look on the walls and see the description on the walls. We're looking like now those people over there are actually the true Kemites or whatever. But the facts remain when you go over there and look at what's carved on the goddamn walls and the images on the walls, the stones will tell you that's not factual. Those people are not the goddamn original people that's over here. So the facts remain on that goddamn wall to tell the truth. No matter what they say, the facts remain in the carvings on the wall. Y'all are not the true people that's over here. So the facts and that truth still remain. I don't give a you tell it. You can make me believe. And see, that's the part. They make you believe, be naive, that shit. But that ain't the truth.
Right. And that goes to number two. It's a truth. True state of fact or things, the duty of the court of justice is to discover the truth. Witnesses are sworn to declare the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Then it goes down to three. It's a conformity of words to thought, which is called moral truth. Now, that's what you're talking about. Now, the key word in there would be moral. You want to weigh the morality of these people, words, and see, are they true or not? Will they be righteous enough and true and truthful enough to say, hey, that's what that is? Will they be moral enough and righteous enough to bear witness to the facts, to support the truth that's being weighed? See, the truth is always being tried and weighed. We got to remember that. The truth ain't never scared to be tried and weighed. Only thing scared to be tried and weighed is a motherfucking lie, because it'll break down. You see what I'm saying? And this is why, this is what Eric was saying. Some people love falsehood because falsehood is the sweet tasting that conceals truth. So they will sit there and lick on it and lick on it like a sucker with their gum in there. The truth is the gum. And you got the hard candy shielding the truth. They'll suck on that sucker. And when they get down to where the gum coming out, they'll throw it away. So they don't have to deal with the truth. You see what I'm saying? Because if I ain't got the sucker and I ain't get to the gum, I can continue to go on. Now I can go back to the store and get another sucker with hard candy. And never get to the gum. So I can still continue to live in the reality of lies and beliefs. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right.
But
there's a lot of stuff coming out.
That gum, it's going to be sticky.
Yeah, like I said, there's...
Go ahead, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, you're good. You're good. You're right, but one of y'all was mentioned, that's why a lot of this shit do, it comes down to belief. And that's why I like what one of y'all mentioned earlier about Santa Claus and Santa Claus, too. I think that was Brother Eric mentioned about Santa Claus earlier. You know, we were under the impression because our mom and dad told us, hey, man, Santa Claus bring us... those of us, you know, her family did celebrate Christmas. I just used myself as an example, goddammit. Well, you know, I was told about Santa Claus bringing us gifts and all of this stuff and presents. And then one day, you know, I believed it because my mom and dad, I believed they would tell me the truth. You know, I didn't know what fucking truth is, nothing well at that age, young age, but I trusted in my mom and dad to tell me the truth. Tell me the facts about that. But then I'm snooping around being nosy and just playing around in the closet, and I run across a big bag like, oh, what the hell is this here? You know, and I found some toys in the closet. Same thing I so-called told Santa Claus at the mall, that white dude in the mall, that I wanted. I found, I'm like, wait a minute, hold up, mom told me Santa Claus brought this shit, what this doing in my closet? He must gonna come back and get this shit later, and then come back and bring and put it down the chimney. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know. So I'm still into this belief system that Santa Claus, even though I'm looking right at these presents in the closet, but I'm still thinking, hey, believe it, mom and dad told me the truth, Santa Claus will bring it. So later, the truth came out, my mom and dad finally told me the truth. And brought the facts. We the one buying you this shit. Ain't no goddamn Santa Claus. You know what I'm saying? Even though I seen the toys in there, but the facts, the truth was that I had to keep believing because my mom and dad told me he gonna bring them. Even though I'm seeing this shit in the closet, but I still believe in this because my mom and dad told me. So, like I said, what the thing is about it, we do have a lot of things that we do believe in until... You know what I'm saying? Until something been proven. That's what a lot of things did. See, a lot of this shit that we believe in hadn't been proven. It's like we just got to hold on to something until something be proven, you know, like I'm saying, and being really just proven to be the truth. So that's what a lot of the things that a lot of people holding on to, we talking about religion and all of this stuff, they hold on to a lot of religious belief, hoping and praying, goddammit, that this is the truth. You know, that's why sometimes it's hard for so-called people to break away from their Jesus. I've said that Jesus concept. When you tell a man, ain't no damn Jesus is. But here's the thing. When they say they make their prayers and then they ask for something, and then, like, they might ask, you know, for financial help or something. I show them my light's going to get cut off, man. I don't know what I'm going to do. Lord Jesus, please help me. Help me pay to get this money to pay this light bill. And next thing you know, something happened. They get the money to pay the light bill. Man, woo, Jesus, you answer my prayers. So to them, they were believing, but they thought the truth came. Hey, shit, Jesus came through the clutch. He came, shot that free throw, helped me pay my life bill. So then it's kind of hard for you to get them to believe that this man don't exist because what just happened. You know what I'm saying? Even though we might know that shit don't work, but see, when they call on something and it happened, not knowing it's just energy they putting out, but, you know, hey. We had to go deep into that with them, but when they seeing things happen like that, that's how they thinking. Well, he made things manifest. So that belief part with them, shit, they believe it because they seen something happen. So shit, they gonna keep on believing. You can't tell me he don't exist. That's the first thing they gonna tell me. When I was sick on my sick bed and I cried out to him, he came and healed me. That's gonna be hard as fuck for you to goddamn it get them not to believe that shit no more. Because when they act like when they call out, something happened, it's hard as hell for you to get a motherfucker not to believe in. Because they take that as to be the truth. Because they've seen something happen, something manifest behind what they so-called believe in. So it's true to them. That's fact. That he is a healer. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, man. That truth, this truth shit is kind of difficult sometimes. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie. I said I ain't gonna lie, but it's difficult sometimes. It's hard to know what is really the truth. I ain't gonna lie, because it's a hard thing to discern.
Yeah,
it's Eric, your mic's still on, brother Eric.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Love, the champagne room, and swimming pools. Love. Now, love, we have a concept of love, right? Mm. But the male concept of love, the female concept of love, is totally different. Your love has been taught to you from either a male-female perspective, culturally or socially perspective, which may or may not be true. By case in point, a man tells a woman, oh, I love her. But when you see a woman, you ain't even met her. Damn, I love that woman right there. Well, I love me some Beyonce. But you don't know Beyonce, right? See? But you met Beyonce and you fell in love with her. Did you fall in love with the mind, body? Did you fall in love with the spirit, or did you fall in love with the body? See? The woman thinks you're loving her for her wholesomeness or goodness or whatever women's conception of love is. I don't know, because I'm not a female. And I didn't look that shit up. But you see the difference between truth when it comes down to things of that nature?
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, the champagne room. First time I was promised the champagne room, I thought you were telling me the truth, brother. Well, there's more to this than meets the eye. You get more in the back room, which we call like a little hidden secret, until Chris Rock blew that motherfucker out of proportion. Because women used to use that shit in the strip club.
Mm-hmm.
For the motherfuckers who were not. They know that, you know how you know the newcomers. The new face on the block, the naive one.
Yeah.
Looking around everywhere, all enthralled and shit. You know, like a sightseer and shit. Oh, you know he fresh. That's fresh meat on the line. You want some more of this? We got to go to the champagne room. All right, how much going to cost? $100. Think you finna get it in? Ain't no sex in the champagne room. True. Falsehood. Swimming pool. Mr. Farrakhan said this a long time ago, that the white man built swimming pools to remind himself and herself take a bath. Now, is that true? I don't know if y'all heard that before.
I heard it, yeah.
Is that true? Or is that falsehood? Well, it's kind of hard to put a stamp on that as true. It has some truth to it, but it's not all the way true. First of all, swimming pool came about, and it really came from us. But it was in Asia and Pakistan. It wasn't used really for bathing purposes. It was used more for spiritual and religious purposes. It got introduced to the Caucasian, and he took it and used it for baths, spiritualism, which they stole, also for training purposes for war.
Yeah. See.
No, you didn't see no. Huh? Go ahead, bro.
I wanted to interject. Well, I think Farrakhan was talking about when it was built for them, because you're right and exact that they were doing that. But yet, those pools were used as tubs and harems, because I got some pictures from Europe, ancient Moorish pictures, where they were taking these white women and teaching them how to bathe inside of those little pools like that. And they fell in love with it because now when you talk about us, when we were using them, and then you saying they started stealing the spiritual stuff, we were using it for that. But when they came up, they started just mimicking what we did. But we had a whole pool of water to put their nasty asses in and wash them up and down. And I got some of the pictures of where they were. The black women up in Europe was cleaning these bras up for the Moors and showing them how to bathe, you know, and get the filth up off of them. And it was so many of them nasty, they would build those big pools and just throw all of them in there. Remember how your mother make you take a bath with your brother and your cousin and shit like that? And y'all get in there one time. They were doing them like that. So, Mr. Farrakhan, you have a point on that, you know. But everything else you were saying, you know, when they started stealing and doing it like that. But, yeah, there was a period where we just threw their asses in them big old pools, you know, because we didn't let them get in tubs. You know what I'm saying? They didn't wash their ass because you remember the Christian, it was against the law in Christianity to take a bath. Cut your thoughts.
Oh, okay, yeah. And the real science behind it is dealing with geometry and taking the geometry and the science behind geometry and putting water in it. They using it to wash their nasty ass.
Mm-hmm.
We have circles, rectangulars, squares, triangles with water in it. Why? Have pools that didn't even get in that motherfucker. Why? You put water in a geometrical shape to draw energy. Go ahead, Savannah.
Yeah, peace to your brother.
But I just thought that was interesting because when you hear something like that, there is more to the, like what I just said and what Brother Anthony just said. I made a statement that Mr. Farrakhan made, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's say, for instance, I've been living with that statement for years. Never looked the shit up. So my knowledge of that truth is so limited until I don't have a total circumference of that truth that was
told to you. Yeah.
All I know is the fact that white people got swimming pools to remind them to take a bath.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which
and that would be
I totally believe that shit because it makes sense. Because them motherfuckers won't take a bath and got a goddamn bath.
Mm-hmm. And if you notice, they pissing them and all that. They do everything inside of them, still manifesting that behavior they were told not to do.
Yes, sir. And if we do our research, we'll find out that the ancient Romans and Greeks used to put fish in the motherfucker and swim in it and take a bath. What fish in it? Now, you know fish is shitting in the goddamn pool.
Yeah, because they had that.
And you taking a bath with another live something another and, you know, getting your jollies off of it. I can imagine what they was doing with the fish and the swimming pool in the first place.
The fish was trying to fuck the fish, man.
Sticking little fishes up their ass and shit. You know what I'm saying?
The fish wasn't doing that.
Shit, the fish was doing that. I did my research. Them motherfuckers was putting shrimp and goddamn all kind of shit in the water and taking a bath in the motherfucker.
Say nobody wasn't safe. Nothing. No.
Yeah, nah.
I'm gonna take a bath with this goddamn goldfish and see what happens. Why these motherfuckers keep swimming away? Because you're in this motherfucker.
That motherfucker like squeaky.
And all that diving and shit, all that diving and shit come from them Europeans, too.
Yeah, that's that.
You're going to dive into a pool. You're going to dive into a pool. Where'd that come from? That come from the black man pushing your black ass, not your black ass, but we can say black because it come from us, pushing your nigga ass in that pool and wash your nasty ass. Mm-hmm. They throw them in that motherfucker. That's why they got diving fucking contests and shit. Perfect dive, yeah. No splash.
Yeah.
Nasty motherfuckers, we'd have to throw your motherfuckers off the giant
and
bridge.
And Dr. Francis Crump go into that shit, man. She breaks it down.
Who is that?
Dr. Go ahead, bro.
The ISIS papers. When she go into where these origins of these sports and these sports rituals and shit come from. So, yeah, he right. I'm just laughing because of shit. Hey, you look at him now, he just saying, motherfucker, was you one of them motherfuckers that was doing, they got to move my goldfish bone. Yeah, they were like that.
I got a quick question. I wonder why, I wonder why we spent so much time going into Europe, civilizing them motherfuckers. You know, they went into a dark age. I know they're probably off the subject, though, but we went into Europe, and when they went into dark ages, and, you know, cause they were already doing so much corruptible stuff with the Romans, the Greeks and the Romans and stuff, and, you know, taking over other folks' shit, and then they went into a dark ages. And why in the hell do we go up there and shit and go civilize a motherfucker? Like, we seen the history where they was tearing up shit, being corrupted. Why we take our asses up there and go and civilize a motherfucker who we seen the history of how they were fucking up shit? It's like we wanted them to keep to come back in the dominance and do this shit all over again to us.
Because
that really didn't make that don't make no sense in history to me right there.
It don't make sense, but it do make sense if you really think about it. You got a problem. You put your problem on an island. Now that problem's on that island. It ain't gonna get no better. See, that motherfucker gonna fester, grow wild, and eventually that shit gonna come hit your paradise. So what you gonna do? What you gonna do?
But
disease,
check this out.
Look, disease gonna come your way. Cause you see, the water travels all around the fucking planet. So if I throw a bottle in the Pacific Ocean, that motherfucker gonna end up somewhere. So if them motherfuckers taking baths and shit, that disease gonna fester, kill the fish, and pretty soon I'm gonna be eating some nasty ass shit that's gonna kill off my civilization.
But you know what? He
so
was. But to hear the part, though, bro, check this out now. But check it out. This motherfucker, he was in a secluded area in Europe or whatever. That was all in Europe where he was going through all this shit. He wasn't nowhere else at first. Now, we talk about how we came and taught this motherfucker how to sail the seven seas and all of this. Now, the so-called native over here, they were cool at first. They didn't have all that. We taught them how to sail and all that, and the same diseases that they had. Now, the native over here, they came over here, they started getting all that shit, smallpox and all of that shit. See, we had to left their ass alone in Europe when nobody else would have got it. It just would have stayed isolated right there all over the world. Now, everybody got these goddamn European tick disease, like gonorrhea and all that old shit. That came from them. So we had to left their ass alone. They wouldn't have been able to go nowhere. They were too fucking dumb to know how to go travel. So they wouldn't even came over here. To the Americas. We weren't even having this discussion talking about the fucking Portuguese and the Europeans coming over here and taking over America. So we came in and we civilized and we taught them all this shit. And then now we can talk about how they ruling us, they taking our shit. That's our fault. We should have left their motherfucking ass in the cave. We shouldn't have came up and we shouldn't have taught them. So now we shouldn't even complain about what white folk doing to us when we taught them all this shit, how to do it to us. So that's what I really don't get that shit sometimes. When we talk about, when we went into Europe, when they even write that book, that brother Stanley Poole, whatever his name, wrote the book, the Moors in Spain, and they brag about how when the European, they gave them lights and all that shit, how they paved all that, and just brag about all they did up in Europe. And then we turn around now, and with a and complain about how this motherfucking European is oppressing us and how he doing to us. If we had to let his stupid ass stay in ignorance, we wouldn't have this. So it's asinine to say, well, he would have been fucked up. Well, let him get his shit on his own. And you can't complain about some shit that you did in the first place. You helped this motherfucker get educated. So you can't complain now. That's our fault. That's our fucking fault. Let his dumb ass stay in the closet.
But see, I agree with both of you brothers, and I'm going to tie it in for both. Tie it in with my view. We have to remember what was prophesied, right? We have to put in perspective.
Who prophesied? Who prophesied?
Okay, I'm just using the Yaakovian theory, and then I'll use what was from ancient Kemet too, as well. When they were saying that we were degenerating, as far as we were going into a sleep. Then, when the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was saying that Yaakov said he knew, he seen to me because he said, I know what she said, I'm gonna create a race of people that's gonna rule you, right? And his uncle said, why would you do some shit like that? Like you said, right? Sound like the uncle. He said, I know what you don't know. Okay, and we all read it, and if people ain't read, they can go look at the shit. I ain't finna go through the whole thing. Anyway, we knew about something that was in us that was causing us to be, you know, disagreeable. So we manifested into the physical flesh, blah, 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 blah. Now, when we look at that historically, that was manifested was what you would call the Neanderthal, scientifically. Then the Neanderthal evolved into the Caucasus, was created into a Caucasoid, down into what you call this European. The European is the weakest state of that wild savage. And eventually he was ran off, killed, blah, 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 blah. You go through the history on all that. Ancient modern Brits and some other stuff, read that. But I'm just paraphrasing this, bringing it quick. So we get down to this European man. He's the lowest and the most civilizable of that, you know, that genetic line. You see what I'm saying? So you had Egypt falling. You had these blacks, what were considered Berbers, Moors, Carthaginians, and all these collective, whatever. But we just say Moors, black people. They went up there, and like Eric was saying, because they was, we still had a, you got to remember, outside of Europe, you had a whole global government going on, as far as commerce, trade, culture, you had all this. So, like he was saying, these people, you had to get them and raise them up. That's where your 33 degree of masonry came from. They took the best of those that could be taught, gave them a language, taught them how to speak, blah, 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 and raised them up. Then they fought among each other, killing off the savage of them. But you got to remember, when you talk about ancient Greek and ancient Rome, at that time, those people were mixed breed people. Those were Negroes. And then it was those Europeans that came and conquered and overthrew them. You got the Holy Roman, you got the Roman Empire, then the Holy Roman Empire. That's when the beast came and took over and started going back into Africa, doing what he did and blah, 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 blah. But so when they raised these people up, they tried to teach them a form of civilization. And they even let them set up religious systems to keep them cool. But it, like the prophecy says with the Yaakov, that they would go out and rule you for a period of time. So it goes back to what Elijah said. You was going to be under them. And then when you look at the ancient scriptures, they said that you would be in a land that ain't your own, whether it was Africa, Asia, America. See, that land is this whole thing. You in America, but you in the land of the United States, and you in the mind of another race. See what I'm saying? That's what the ancient scripture said.
But I ain't mean to cut you, but you know, you talk about this scripture, though, brother. That's that now. That right there, from the biblical point of view, Let's talk about the children of Israel. Because you go through that whole Bible, that ain't talking about all of them. Let's talk about them damn Hebrew Israelites and those people that's on that corner. They was talking to a certain nation of people. It wasn't talking about everybody. So we can't use that prophecy right there that's in that Bible. So the whole thing about it is, like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said. Now, we're gonna say one thing, another part of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said. So we say that we went in there and we tried to teach them. What did Honorable Elijah Muhammad also say? You cannot reform the devil. So when we try to go up in there and try to teach them whatever, you can't reform the devil. So you said they tried to breed out the wicked one. Look at these motherfuckers, what they're doing. Look what they're doing all over the planet, though, brother. Look what they're doing all over the planet.
They were supposed to do that. They were supposed. That's why he says study them, because that's the worst part of you, so that you would not go back down that route.
I understand all that, teacher, but that shit don't make no sense. I'm not gonna go in the zoo and train a goddamn wild gorilla, wild tiger, or wild lion. You know what I'm saying? And I know this motherfucker in his deep down thing. It's like a pit bull.
Let me get in when I can.
I don't care how they try to fix that shit up. That shit don't make no sense. So we got to quit complaining then. We're doing what we're doing. We allow him to do this.
Let me get in when I can.
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Okay, let's go into this part. Shit. I fucked up and forgot. I hate when I do that shit. Let's look at 24 scientists going to the teaching of Honorable Elijah Muhammad and looking at truth. And looking at what's transpired. You remember, we was talking about making Caucasian, putting him somewhere, and then trying to resurrect him instead of leaving him alone. But remember, Yaku talked to the powers that be. And in the Holy Quran, it says, well, why would you create something that caused mischief and the shedding of blood? Well, I know what you know not.
Right.
So the leader at that time talked to Yaku and said, look, we're going to give you some place to go build your people. But you can't do it here.
Uh-huh.
So he was granted a charter to go do what he did. The ones who, there's a council, that's what I'm trying to say, a council, and they disagree and argue all the time. That's why this shit is so fucked up, because there's a council. There's a council on the spiritual level and a council on the wicked level.
Right.
They argue all the time. The gods be arguing. Just like we be arguing and shit, they be arguing. They be having debate. Go back into your Elijah Muhammad teachings, and it's in, damn, is it in Theology of Time? I think it's in Theology of Time.
And the Message to the Black Man. Theology of Time and Message to the Black Man.
There was 23 sciences. Only one came up to pick up the crown, and they all had to bow down and worship him. You see, they argued, but one came with more knowledge than they had.
Mm-hmm.
And only knowledge is only truth compacted to fucking fuck your head up. That's all it does. It gives you a high, and it takes you from your belief mechanism to another one, to a higher level. In other words, you want that, shit, I don't know the names of the weed they call nowadays. We got so many different. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I got this higher dose to get you on a higher level. If you study this, you know how people go from one thing of teaching to the next trying to get to the higher level? Or they're going, you see what I'm saying? So
yeah.
It's on the guise of, see, we got to understand that the world is controlled by men and women on a higher level plane. Making others do or allowing other motherfuckers to do what they do under the person's power of jurisdiction. I give you this jurisdiction to do this. And you can only do this on your land. So we give you a mandate to do this on your land. And that's true according to you and your followers under this mandate, but not under mine.
Right. Hey, how y'all brothers doing today? How y'all brothers doing?
That goes back to free and accepted. Mm-hmm. Okay. We are free and accepted. Mason, why are you free and accepted? Who freed you and who accepted you?
And that was them.
See, and this goes back to Moore Science Temple. How are you able to declare yourself a Moore in the first place? It's because somebody made a point, and like Ron Marsh said, a proclamation to the authority which allows them the right to explain their presence here on the planet as a certain entity.
That's right.
You see?
But I feel like the cracker, to me, brother, the cracker is us at a very low physical state.
That's right. That's right there. That's what we're getting at.
From the story that I go by, it's different. It's a little different. You know, Yakub is not in it. But, you know, the story that I go by is that it was a big asteroid shower, you know, and we knew it was coming because of our WHD, so-called, that we was, you know, doing on Earth. So we were spiritually imbalanced, so to speak. So we knew that, you know, by the Earth being out of balance, that the meteors were coming. So what we did was we had made places within caves, you know, the underground cities and all that stuff that we inhabited. But it was some, like that story of the ant and the grasshopper, it was some that refused to believe that. And they still just wanted to stay on the earth and do all the bullshit that they've been doing. But when the meteor shower came, can we close up the damn entrance to the underground city? And they had to, you know, go for what they know. And the caves that they did make it in, they had little nutrition, but not enough to sustain them until it was safe to come out the caves again. And when we finally did, you know, were able to come from out of the cave, because it's just like a nuclear fallout, you know, with the radiation and all this other shit going on, you know. So when we finally did come out of the cave and we went around the earth, you know, building temples, like the pyramids and, you know, all around us, the world, I'm trying to get this shit right. We started building pyramids in different places in the world. When we was up in that part of Europe building, because, you know, if y'all brothers recall, they do have pyramids even in Russia, you know. So we was up in that time building pyramids, and we seen them all come out of the cave. We knew what the fuck it was. So the first war that was ever fought was between us and us. But the reason that we fought was because it was one half that wanted just to kill the ass all together because they still wanted no hope for them. And we didn't see them as our brothers and sisters no more because of how fucked up it was for being inside the cave, you know, and the doctors for so long. They lost their pigmentation. They was having sex with animals. They were just beasts. They were Neanderthals, you know. But the other side wanted to reform them because they said, you know, if we breed back, they thought that maybe we can breed them back to being us. So it didn't work because they wanted to know. They wanted to know the same thing that we knew, and they wanted to become us. So what they did was they kicked our ass, and some of us they overtook, and the other ones who escaped, we had fled back down and said, you know what? Whatever y'all do, don't take y'all ass. Don't take y'all ass to them down Caucasus Mountains, Europe, because it's monsters up there, some crazy ass crackers. If you go up, they're gonna kill you. So time went by, and we forgot, like we always fucking do. We forgot, and here they come again. This time they went to Egypt. Slowly but surely they went in. And they took over Egypt. We ran their ass out of Egypt. Then they came back again. But every time they came back, it was always with a fucking vengeance. They came back in the form of Alexander the Great. Then after that they came as Caesar. Then after that they came back again. And the last time they came, they took us to the captivity. And we've been fucked up ever since then. So I think that when it was over in Europe, like our brother Summer was saying, why did the Moors, you know, they go help them? I think there was like a situation like the Pied Piper or Hamlet. You know, they had calls. They, you know what? I know somebody that can help us. And they were like, who? And the queen gave a motherfucker a letter, say, huh, you go to Spain, you take this to the Moors, they don't know what to do. And they sent somebody over, and they had negotiated, all right, then we help you. We're going to get this and this, and y'all going to do this and this. And they're like, okay. So when the Pied Piper came, and that motherfucker blew his goddamn flute, and everything got back in line in Europe, they crossed his ass. Just like the damn story. So, but this time, he wasn't able to bring the rat sack in, and he ran out. They took his flute and whooped his ass. And that's where slavery come into the form.
Yeah, and they was supposed to fall, though. See? You got to remember, they were supposed, remember, they was given 6,000 years to rule. They could not rule until you, see, that's why I say, black or that, we have to understand, if we understand in the story of Yaqub, or the story that was in the Hermetic text, I think it was Tehudi or whatever, they were given the 6,000 years to rule. They didn't have nothing. You rose them up to so that they could have their 6,000 years to rule. So you had to go to sleep because you was ruling for millions of years. You had no birth record. They were given a small time period. And because we're caught up in that time period of them still ruling, we get all emotional for the simple fact they use Christianity to fuck us up. We just now coming into the knowledge of self. And now we come into the knowledge of self. And we're looking at it from a Eurocentric point of view, like when white kids, like the white race, they're under a psychological sociopathic mentality of they can't accept where they come from. They can't accept they came from you. And it's almost like you can't accept, why did my parents do this, but yet you get acknowledged yourself and don't understand that it was already set and written that your people was going to do this. It's a tragical situation, but it was a divine thing to show you what was in you. And it's for you to conquer it, like the lesson says. Why did he create the devil? Why did God create the devil? To destroy him, to show that he was supreme. So you now in the position of trying to become supreme, but you can't be supreme because he's still using technology against you when you're still fighting among your people and trying to find an identity when we all God, collectively, and goddesses, collectively. It's a mind consciousness that will overthrow the beast, not no different organizations and trying to maneuver paperwork and shit within his system. You can't win in his system. But because we still love the system, we want justice to be free among whatever ideology we took or whatever banner we fall upon. We want that. Like I said in the last story, you cannot have a world where a Negro rule that was set up by the European. You will never get the steering wheel of this type of reality and rule because it's not of you. It's against your nature. This is why you're suffering, because it's against your nature. You will never rule it this way.
Brother,
never. And this is why the Masons will tell you you'll never be in charge. Go ask one of the Boule Masons and they'll tell you this is why they uphold it against you. You will never rule with a system like this now because it's against your nature. You'll never have financial, economic power, none of that under this type of system and this structure. Never.
I talked to an African today, and he said that ancient Africa was a bicameralism society, and it was an effective system compared to the current system in my country. And he said democracy is just not the best option for Africa. And you're right. We can't rule the world with European views. It just
and
won't work for us.
We want that, and we can't have it. But go ahead, Black. I ain't mean to cut you. I just wanted to throw that in real quick.
No. But you're right though. But shit, it's just like the subject. Shit, we bought the lie as being the truth. So
right.
We really fucked up because we believe it in a truth that's nothing but a lie. And that's the thing that's holding us back. And that's the thing that's going to continue to hold us back.
Mm-hmm.
Because the majority of people, black folks, I don't give a fuck if you're talking about the United States of America. I don't care if you're talking about Brazil. And right now, even if you're talking about Africa, they believe that we came from the cracker. They really believe that the story of Noah Ark is true, that we are a curse. I'm sorry, that's the shit they believe. The majority, they bought that right there as being the truth. So the truth is like an old girl about to leave and shit. And she said, well, I'm about to get ready to go to the store. And I was looking at her, like, all right. So when she come back, she might come in the door now, you know, and look at me and be like, nothing. I don't say shit. So she'll do her antics and shit, and so I say, hold up for me. Let me ask you this right here. What reality is it that you're trying to convince me of that don't exist or do exist that you want to affect my now, where I'm at right here, right now? You see what I'm saying? Is you trying to make my heart beat fast? You trying to make me lose my appetite? What the fuck is it that you're really trying to do?
Yeah.
You know, so when I talk to her about a relationship, when I talk to her about love, I'm like, look, I'm sorry. I just don't allow that shit into my reality. She said, well, how about, you know, what makes you think that's true? I said, it's true because that's what I believe in. That is my definition of reality, and I refuse to let you or anybody else come in and bring some more shit out. It's like being around a family member, and they said some negative-ass shit. You don't want to hear that shit because you don't want that to become a part of your reality. So
that's
what you do,
right.
You remove yourself. Because, you
mm-hmm.
know, if you stay, then here it is, you already got some chips on your left shoulder. I'd be damned this motherfucker and pile some up on your right shoulder. So here it is, your body, that people don't realize, your body start to take, your DNA starts to change up when you hear certain shit.
That's
you know
right.
What I'm saying?
People don't understand
it. But it's up to whether or not you accept it. If you accept it, then that's where you fuck up at. And that's what we did. Every time the cracker comes, we accept this motherfucker for face value.
Yep.
And we get fucked every single time. Brother Sunray, every single time. Shit, the shit that happened in Europe, the same thing that happened in Egypt. The same thing happened over here.
All
the same
over
thing
the
happened is the man, every time, every story is the same. The crackers get fucked up, we bust their ass, and the motherfuckers come back, and it's like we have amnesia. Now,
that's
and
right.
It can be an elder, there can be stories of the truth around of what happened, but the newer generations, they refuse to believe it because
they
look at the cracker as being an anomaly.
And let me cut in real quick. The young kids understand this, and this is why the attack is on them, because they're rebelling against the shit, and they knew that generation would come to shut them down. They are not a part of this world. They have created a whole virtual reality world in which they live in that is not even dealing with what we're trying to uphold. We white supremacy exists because of black ignorance. Honestly, see, when we really break it down, white supremacy exists because of black ignorance and black participation. And we don't like to be told that. And we're constantly being bombarded by it because of what you're saying now. You got the Negro pen broads, the Negro pen men, they're trying to conform to that. Then you got the nail in the coffin with the homosexuality. So we know we at the end, if you understood this, what the prophecies were saying, Elijah just put it plain and simple to where the people in that time frame could understand it. When homosexuality dominates any society, it's ready to fall. But when you're supposed to be conscious, you're supposed to be aware of the fall, so now you can lift up the nation based upon what you're now finna create based on your truths. So when we're talking about truths, we go back to the definition of truths. It's what we now perceive as truth. We can't live the past. We ain't going to build Egypt no more. We ain't going to build none of these other civilizations no more. And none of that shit don't work. You can change your name and sound like that. You're close to it. You got to get that Christianity, that Islam, and all that bullshit out your mind. And that's what Elijah Muhammad did. He brought Islam to kill Christianity, but he didn't bring Islam in the form of the air. It was like he said, it's going to come a time you ain't going to need me. York said, it's going to come a time you ain't going to need me. I gave you all you need to know. So when somebody come to you, they will be able to confuse you. You'll be a god and a goddess. But they don't want to be it. They want to dress like it, talk like it, and wear the name and regalia of it, but they don't want to be it.
What prophecy is this? Well, I mean, where is this prophecy written in that we're gonna do all this? I ain't talking about no Elijah Muhammad now. What ancient prophecy we got?
Get the Hermetic text and look up the prophecy of Tahuti.
The prophecy of Tahuti says that we're gonna do all this with these Europeans.
It ain't saying we're gonna do all this.
I know we're going to go and civilize them, because I'm still going to have, we're going back into Europe and civilize them. It said we were going to do all this, civilize the Europeans and shit like that.
No. You have to take a prophecy and understand where the prophecy is being manifested in reality.
What was the prophecy saying? I mean, so what is it saying? That Europeans were going to rule over us?
Yes. Even the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said you will be under the European will have 6,000 years of rule, and then the prophecy of Tahuti said that you will be Egyptians, but your mind will be of another race.
But everybody, everybody's not on the everybody went on the planet was not Egyptians. See, that's the point.
I'm not saying that.
When we're talking about a prophecy, it be relating to, like, the Israelite, that Bible says, they were going to be in a land that was not their own. That was relating to those so-called people on the Israelites.
We are the Israelites.
No,
we
not all no Israelites. See, we can't keep doing that.
Listen.
We're not no Israelites.
Hold on, sir. We have to stop labeling. See, that's the compartmentalization of
European, we got different nations and tribes from all over the planet.
Right.
When we say, okay, we all Moors, we all Native, we can't be all that shit in
we
one.
We ain't all that. No, that's why when I told you earlier, I said, when I look at Moors, I'm telling you about me. I'm not saying what all these niggas saying. When I say Moor, I'm only using Moor as a description.
I'm just not talking about more, but I'm using that as an example. When we say that we are the Israelites,
Israelite
because you had to be from out of that region or whatever, that bloodline, that family of that.
You don't have to, because when you start talking about the land of Israel, that started in 1949.
I'm not talking about
Israel,
that, but we're talking
Israel
about
is
that
a
region.
Name.
Like, okay, if they talking about the Israel.
That ain't no reason. That ain't real. That ain't real. That's why I'm telling you.
I'm not talking about, man, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a geographical area where some people were set up at that maybe call themselves this is like the Phoenicians, the Babylonians, and all
they
of
didn't
this
call
stuff.
Themselves that. They did not call themselves that. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm saying they did not call themselves no Israelites during
I'm
that
not
time.
Saying what they call them. I'm talking about a geographical area, an area or where these people were at. They reigned in a certain period of a certain time. Forget about the name.
They
what
were,
we call
them.
We don't know
saying.
What none of these goddamn names were. So
but that's what I'm saying. Because, those people were all the same family. They were all the
there
same
were people
family.
In different areas. The people that was
in
Nubia was in one part. They had somebody else that was in another part. And they
right.
all of these. That's why when you go back in history, you see the people in Samaria. They had their own doctrine. You had the people probably in Palestine. Phoenicia,
right.
Babylon. They had their own doctrine. Everybody had their own doctrine and their own creation story. So everybody wasn't
right.
on the same page
but
of
it was all buddies. It was all buddies until the beast came and bust them up, just like us. We all buddies.
This is more complicated than what it is. This is not how it is. We make it more complicated.
I give up on this shit, man.
I don't even want to do this motherfucking mode because we make this shit too complicated than what it is. We go by names and... This shit is just fucking ridiculous, man. We get too out of hand with this shit. It's not like if you got to look at the geographical area. That's what I'm trying to say. We're not fucking all Israelites because we got to go to the area that people were
I'm not
in.
But they were our family. That's what I'm saying. They were our family.
All right, y'all gonna have it. I'm through with it because this shit don't make no sense.
Look at this though. Look how we. Do I got a lot of background noise in my when I'm talking?
You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right.
You
look
all right?
At this. Man has been divided over philosophy. Landmass, which is philosophical. Religion, which is philosophical. Sociology, which is philosophical. And lost, which is philosophical. Now, y'all going to be mad because I'm going to quote Nasser Tawhid. And all of this, I ain't going to quote it, but I'm just, it's going to equate back to. And all of this, the woman is nowhere to be found in laws, religion, land, sovereignty, and existence. Where the woman at? So, we're talking about even maritime law. Law on the water. And if you think about it, everything that is conceptualized and rendered under comes from the biological concept of a woman, such as your governing body, such as your land. And look, it don't make no sense to have no land unless you ain't got no people. Well, where are you gonna get the people?
That woman.
She gonna have to go through that labor. Then we're going to have some men through the process of that labor to protect this land. And then we're going to have to set up some type of sociological, philosophical idealism to keep the man under control. Because remember, these rules and thoughts and idealisms are for who? The woman or the man?
The man.
All right, then. The man is the only motherfucker that needs to be governed. And this is what I'm getting out of this conversation. The woman doesn't have to be governed because she goes by the law of nature. Why do you say that, Brother Eric? I say that because by nature, she is inclined to do it whether she wants to do it or not. My case in point is her cycle, which reflects the moon, which is a part of nature. She has to abide by that. She can't say, oh, hell no, I ain't having no more goddamn Lindsay. She can't say that. She can't say that. See, she has to abide by that. She don't say nothing. She just let us run amok and run our mouth. You don't see no women going to war and shit. Collectively. Now, we'll see some women. We'll go to the Holy Land and we'll see some women that may be a part of so-called bullshit-ass terrorist group and blow herself up. But she caught up in the psychological, philosophical, religion aspect of what life's all about. So she becomes a tool, and she forgot what her purpose in life is for. Now, the majority of the women don't do that. You see, we the type of motherfuckers, we fucked up. We'll produce a baby from our seed, but then we'll leave the black woman or any other woman and make her take care of it. We go against the laws of nature. So religion, science, philosophy has to deal with the man. That's how you control the man, because the man is a beast. He's wild and he don't know how to control himself. You notice, and it tells you that in nature. It would seem to me that if a man was so godlike, how come it takes so many goddamn sperm to produce one egg if we so godlike?
There you go. You teaching now.
Am I teaching or am I not teaching? Goddamn.
You fucking teaching.
You got sperm that's dying off, fighting and swimming to get to the damn egg. It's only one egg. Only one. It ain't two. It's split in half because of a fucking wild spring. A sperm got some hair up its ass and split that motherfucking in two. We're talking about atoms, molecules, and what have you. We're talking about science. The message just said Islam is mathematics and Islam is peace. And Islam ain't no religion, what I'm trying to teach y'all. See, mathematics is peace. Because you can prove anything mathematically. So, to get outside of not proving shit mathematically, we come up with all these concepts.
Yep.
To prove a point, which there really ain't no point to be proven. So there comes your governing body. There comes your religion. There comes your nationality. There comes your jurisdiction. There comes your rulership. Man set that shit up. There go your charter. There go your peace treaty. There go your UCC code.
Yep.
Because man has fallen like a beast.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? You've fallen lower than the beast. The Holy Quran says anytime you sleep with a woman, that's your wife. Why? Because you shared a certain part of her with you. You don't have to go get a license. See, that's another man concept where you got to go get a license to say you got to have it on paper.
It's so he can lord over
a contract.
You.
It's a contract. Why is it a fucking contract? Was we signing contracts and having babies and shit? Since when I got to sign a fucking contract to have a child? And then since when I got to put a number behind that child?
To put you ahead.
Since when do I
got to
put a nationality behind that child? Because I don't know where I'm from. And I don't know really where she's from, truthfully, to go back to the root and the origin of it. Well, I'm going to just write down what they got on this piece. These are your fucking choices. And you think you got a choice, but you don't have a fucking choice. Man set that up. Woman didn't set that up. The concept of God, man set that up. That's why they exclude the woman. The woman know who God is more than we do, bro.
Yeah.
Did you sit up there and let somebody mess with your genitalia? Hell no. Surgery-wise, hell no. Unless it's a life and death situation. How could they do that shit? We gave a breast. We didn't give shit. Shit. We scared for a motherfucker to stick some shit up our ass, let alone give a breast. Shit, I ain't giving
in
my breast for another motherfucker, though.
In a real.
You fucked up in this motherfucker. Now, I'm a holler at you. Shit, there's men today that will not go to see the doctor for fear of getting cut off. Women, shit, they got to go deal with that shit. You know, they lose their inhibitions about nature way beyond our means. I mean, giving birth splits a body in two. And we're talking about life here. So man has put restraint on this shit.
Yeah.
Going back to the Holy Quran. Going back to the scriptures. Going back to law. Women ain't mentioned as shit. I don't blame him for telling a motherfucker the champagne room upstairs, you ignorant son of a bitch. They had a champagne room upstairs, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Bring your happy, dirty ass up here. They had a champagne room up there. And Jesus up there, too. And if you want to meet him, I'll bring him out naked, too, goddammit. Whatever your pleasure is, I got you. Philosophy, wisdom, and science is manipulation of truth to convolute the human being into thinking what the writer wants to convey to the one that's reading it. That's all it is. What's the purpose of writing a book? What's the purpose of writing laws?
To control motherfuckers. I want to control your black ass.
Because, look, if we didn't have religion, motherfuckers would be killing each other every day.
Mm-hmm.
With people so belief probably? In religion will consequently stop them from killing somebody.
Right, and that go back to what I said, Eric. Remember what I told you, when they raised them up. When they raised that beast up, they told that beast, as long as you don't come over here screwing off, you can believe whatever you want and follow it. And that's how the religion started spreading throughout Europe. But then they created what you call the Catholic Church, and the Catholic Church was set up by blackies, Africans, who said, look, we got to oversee this now because these niggas will get together and come up with shit, so we're going to oversee it. And that's when the wars broke out. That's when your King James was fighting against the Catholic Church. But that Catholic Church was set up by Negroes. And they said, look, as long as y'all don't do this and don't do that and do that, because Islam was ruling by the sword. It was your head, period. And there wasn't no Arabs like you see standing on the corner with them stores and shit. Them wasn't them. Them niggas stole me. Everybody have stolen our identity. That's why they said our mind will be of another race. We will be foolish, mentally dead, and that's what Negroes are, mentally dead, trying to re-identify with what do belong to them, but they're taking it from a Eurocentric point of view and translation and then trying to live it out, and it don't work.
Let me ask this right here, brother.
The spirit of you ain't in it. They killed the spirit and took the culture, but killed the spirit, that which activated the culture itself. You know, it activated the culture, the power within the culture, should I say. They killed that part and just took the religion and they said, we're going to dress like it, we're going to be like it, and we'll add in, we'll fill in the gaps as we go. But go ahead, with whoever wants to.
I just want to ask you, do you think that they really stole it? Did they steal it?
Well,
did they steal it? Did they steal it?
Now
you know,
they,
we use that word steal. Steal. You know, they stole this and they stole that.
I'm just using it as a layman term word. They hijacked a lot of it. We taught them certain principles, but you got to remember, we didn't give them everything. But because we fell so far asleep and we was hit over our heads, like Eric loved to do what they call the Hiram Abiff story. He loves to break that down
metaphorically.
He's very good at that, and he'll break it down. He can take that and add it into a lot of shit, and I love how he do it. And I don't want to trample over it, and then Brother Sunray, he'll come and hit you biblically with it. Bam, 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 bam. They got a great combination with that. So I don't want to mess with it on that level. I'm just going to say historically, it was given to them, and they adopted, and after they understood how to hijack it and overthrow us, they made it become part of their shit, and they claimed it, so they stole it. It's not theirs. They stopped giving reverence.
We had to accept it. And like I said earlier, most of us accept the shit. Most of us see it as true.
Right, and that's what the point I'm making. I'm agreeing.
It's like
an
illusionist, man.
We accepted the hijacking. It's just like a nigga say, get naked and you don't come back to get your shit back. And then when you see it, you just participate in it where he let you participate at. And that's what we do. We are participants where he let us participate at, instead of saying, no, this is my shit. Give it back. Just the way he devoted it, you're supposed to devote it back and say it's yours. Ain't no cut, slice, dicing, and you over here, and you these. He did that. We didn't do that. We was a family, and we respected people from wherever they came from, and whatever they claimed, we were still one family. And that's what the point I was trying to make. We are one family. We don't have to be all these different names. We ain't got to sit up and try to trace ourselves back to none of that shit. We got to talk about who he is. Start with your last name, really, and create something from that.
Right.
We don't got to go back to Hebrews. We ain't got to go back to Moors. We ain't got to go back to none of that. Start with your last name and create a new nation from that, just like the gangbangers. They got their shit. They creating something. It's in the wrong direction, but at least they got the right idea.
So they came over, and every time, the first time they came, and the second time they came, they just scraped Gorilla Pimp. You know what I'm saying? Gorilla Pimp, as in order to get the woman to get the money for you, you got to whoop her ass every 5 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Whether she fulfilled the quota or not. And now what you can look at slavery as, we were being Gorilla Pimp like a mug. But then now, they scraped pimping. And they're not even really basically laying a hand on us. I'm just using that term because of, you know, the violence factor, you know, we once were under, we are not under no more. So it's like if somebody was to come, a powerful nation, you know, African nation, African-centered nation was to rise up, and we were to go and try to, you know, free some of our people from under this white oppression, it's going to be the same thing. As if you got a sister on the block, you know what I'm saying, that have a pimp or any family member. You say, you know what, that nigga got my sister out there, hold my sister and this and that, you know, and then you go up on them and you grab them, and before you hit them, the first thing you say is, hey, nigga, why you put your motherfucking hand on my sister? And your sister runs up and say, you know what, he never laid a hand on me in his life. And then she start beating you. See, that's what we have to worry about. Who is it that we are trying to liberate and free? And they want that freedom, but they bought the lie. They bought the lie being the reality. And really, I understand what you're saying, brother. I ain't trying to knock it or nothing. I'm just saying, man.
You ain't knocking me. I'm in agreement with you. It's white supremacy. They afraid of that. Like somebody said, white supremacy. White supremacy is what got us divided.
Well, white supremacy is a lie. I'm sorry.
It's a lie, man. Black people, Negroes, keep it alive. The white man don't even have to promote it. Your own people will promote it.
You're right.
Because they want to see a world where it's black, but ran like black white supremacy, where they can enjoy the fruits of how the white man lives and do things, where his shit is savagery. They want to be in the seat. When you see a white man sitting down in Montego Bay, that's a nigga picturing himself there. Trust and believe that. He pictured himself there. And if he can get there for 1 or 2 days off the plantation, he'll sell your ass out on the job to get there and live that damn image. You understand what I'm saying? Well, he don't realize that the white man imitating you, because you used to be like that. Look at some of the documents of how you used to live. When you talk about dropping your head to the white man used to have to drop his head to you. He had to shine your shoes. Go look at the documents outside of America. We look at all this shit that these black scholars who work for white universities put up and say, oh, they did this boo-hoo. That was a psychological thing to break your mind down to keep you in slavery when they was getting ready to reconstruct how slavery was going to be administered. All the books you read and shit from them, them niggas was part of that plan. You go outside of this country, read shit from Europe, Asia, South America, the Philippines, you will see where them white folks bowed down to you until they were able to find a Negro that will help them overthrow you. That's all over the planet, brother.
Let me ask this right here. How is it that we can combat one of their most greatest weapons that they have ever had inside their arsenal, which is technology? Because I'm looking at it from back in the 60s and the 70s when we really had the power to challenge the white power structure, you know what I'm saying, and have a chance to win it. So what is it that we can do now to offset that power structure since they have this patent on technology? And that's what they're using against us now. What is it that we can do? I'm just asking, brother, that's all.
Yeah, the key is you either take control of it, because, see, we live in what they call a virtual reality, and it has compartments just like how they compart. You got to remember, they're controlling. Their mentality is to compartmentalize everything. Like you were saying and Brother Eric was saying, we are spiritual people, and like you were saying with the woman, she's spiritual. She knows how to set laws based upon survival. You have to study how the woman thinks, because the computer system was based upon how the woman thinks, and it was based upon her whole physiological makeup. And Brother Eric is out. He's into that. He can tell you more in depth on that. I just touched on it a little bit from what I just took. But anyway, you have to write your own technological reality, because that's where they're going. So you have to go into that futuristic realm with them and start writing a whole new history. And you can't bring the baggage from the past into that new paradigm. That's just supposed to be in your constant records so you can know how to navigate with who you encounter. Personal, individual level. You hear me?
Go ahead, brother.
Oh, yeah, somebody clicked in on me. Yeah, on the personal individual level, then you have to know how to deal with it on the whole social level with, you know, a large group of people. You have to know how to navigate through that. And it's only, and like, go back to what the topic of the sex story, they go back to the topic that this show is, your truth has to be your truth. And with your truth, you write that reality. You see what I'm saying? For yourself. And then after you write it for self, and if it sustains itself within the whole paradigm in which you encounter, now you can set your laws, like Eric said, your constitutions, and the people that come amongst, come up under your banner, you bring them up under that banner, and that's how y'all roll. You don't let nobody define who you is. So I'll go back to what Dr. Khalid said. Whoever control the level of your education control the spirit of your activity, wherever he got it from, but I took it from him. And I used to keep it on my wall, and I would read that. Whoever control the diameter of your activity, whoever to control the diameter of your, whoever control the diameter of your education controls the sphere of your activity. That's what he said. And wherever he got that from, I got it from him, and it's, and it holds true. See what I'm saying? So you got to write your own story. Like they say, don't let nobody hold the pen that writes your story. You take that motherfucker and write it. Because I can write you into a good life, or I can take your this pen and write your ass into hell. Hell or hell. Whatever. Your choice. You know, I keep it real. I don't try to look for fancy words to say what I need to say. I just come out my mouth with what I say. Don't let nobody ever hold your pen and write your story, period. You write it, and you write your legacy, and you do what your whatever it is you write. You write it, live it, so therefore you can give back an inheritance to your children, their children, whoever to come after, period. And that's what our people did. We just sit up and say, we this, we that. We didn't, this shit we doing now, they didn't do that. And if you really look at the records, you'll see that they didn't do that. It wasn't until the European encountered them that they had to run and start trying to documentate stuff because he was conquering and dividing and splitting them up and renaming them and relabeling them. Period. Point blank. And these places that these groups come and say, I'm from here, I'm from there, they did not exist. Just like when they say we Indians. If you go back and look at the old maps and look at the word Indian, you'll find out it was Hindustan, so Christopher Columbus didn't look for no Indian, so he never labeled you no Indian. That's as simple as that. You look up when the word Indian came about. Right here. At the world mythology, and I got to what my etymology book. You look it up in the etymology. You can go online. It was Hindustan, so you would have been a Hindu if he came over at the time he claimed he did. Simple as that. There was no Israel till 1949. Simple as that. There was no Morocco until, what, 19-something. You know what I'm saying? When you throw that at people who be claiming this shit, then they got to back up. And then you say, hey, bro, I didn't know this because it was not called that. So those people weren't called that. They were just Negroes. That's why I just say we was all black people. I don't argue that shit no more. I'm through with it. We was all black people getting along, doing what we had to do. White man came along, took over, ruling your ass. How you going to get out of it? That's the question. That's the question.
You're right. You know, and when I first started getting, all right, it was just many things I had started getting out of the self, you know, but when I had started getting, this last wave, this wave that I'm in right now, the first thing that I had thought was I was told a whole bunch of lies. So mm-hmm. I went to the people who was responsible for me, which was my mama, and I said something to her about it, and I was telling her some things, and the things I was telling her, she told me, oh, that old shit. But I wish it was something that she would have been told me. But she said the reason that she did not tell me about it was because she was, quote-unquote, protecting me. Now,
yeah.
I haven't had a chance to really ask her what it was she was protecting me from. But she said that she wanted me to have, you know, to have a childhood like everybody else. You know?
Uh-huh.
But my job and my duty and my responsibility when I started learning certain things was to go and pull away the false with what's real. Now, it's like y'all said earlier, you know, certain people, you can't take that shit from. You can't take that religion away from people, man, that they'll go around raping and pillaging and doing all kind of crazy, fucking the goat. You know what I'm saying? They'll do all kind of crazy stuff. So you have to let them have that, you know, and I understand that. But because of the attacks that some of those people, you know, come at me with that bullshit, then I got to go into my goodie bag and I got to, you know what I'm saying, pull the rug from under their Jesus feet.
Right.
And a lot of people
feel
wrong for doing that, but sometimes I have to do that.
You have to, yeah. First law of nature is self-preservation. You let nobody destroy you based upon their beliefs and their what they think, especially if you know it's detrimental against you and your family, then, yeah, you got to go to war, regardless of what they look like, what color they is. You see what I'm saying? Because you got to realize, like I said, your own people, and this ain't to let the beast off the hook, because the beast is always on the hook. You just trying to not put your own people on the hook, like, look, nigga, get it straight. But because, like you said, they are convinced and they believe that the only way to survive, live, and exist and get out of this or go on to the next level is through that beast you got on that hook. So put him up there with you and leave him. Put him on there, too. You have to go in your goodie bag every now and then. But like I say, I ain't here to fight none of my brothers. You know, I ain't here to fight none of them. I can agree to disagree and blah, 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 and there's always love and can always be love. But when I know that Negro is evil personified, I'm going to go with what the messenger said. He's 7 to 9 times worse than that beast, and I'll go in on his ass. See what I'm saying? And you got to, because he's going to teach the beast how to do, because like, it's like what me and Sumray and Eric, you said, he'll out white man to white man, period. He'll show the beast, if you can't handle the master, I got it, just like with Django. He said, boy, you ain't see them because they trying to play you. Well, he could have let the shit ride. But he sat and looked for the details and all the little slick shit and went and sat in there with the cognac telling me, master, you don't see this? And that's how these Negroes think. And they think that they will get ahead by doing that. That they'll get a place in white man's heaven. When white man heaven is only an illusion that he set up on this earth that we won't control of, when we should be writing our own shit or creating our own shit as well. We won't be in control of what he already got set up.
Hey,
the average
right.
nigga from the rule, the average nigga in their heart, when you really ask them, or when you really just sit down and look at them and ask them certain questions, they don't want to be in charge of nothing. But the white, they just want the white man out the seat. And that's what Barack Obama showed and proved, if you really look at it. Because he was their Jesus and their Messiah, and they thought that he was going to change corporate America. Or the corporate United States of America for them in their favor. And he turned around and gave it to homosexuals. And these Negroes still don't understand, and they still ain't saying nothing about it and ain't going to do nothing about it. And they had the nerve to say, we deserve it because financed the civil rights movement, which they did. Because they gave all their money to that Bayard Rustin and the rest of them sissies who was in Martin Luther King's ear. So technically, if you want to be honest and be truthful, the motherfuckers is right. And that's why they're in charge. Because they use
You know what somebody told me, brother? Somebody said that, man, what the man's supposed to do? If he tell the truth, they're going to kill him. So you mean to tell me you're going to tell the truth? Hey,
there you go.
Hey, look, and that's the laundry that a lot of them Negroes use, that man.
Yeah.
The laundry that they use is, man, what you would do if you was him? And I'm like, shit, I'm just a regular Negro, but if I know if I had that responsibility of everybody on my shoulder like that, shit, I'm going to say, fuck it. I'm going to take the death. If I'm the president, I'm saying, I'm going to take the bullet. You see what I'm saying? If I'm the president, right? But this motherfucker the president, and I don't care who are the people that, you know what I'm saying, that are, I don't care who are the people, whether they so-called conscious or whether they ignorant as my goddamn cousin Bubba. All of them come up with the same thing. They'll say if he tell the truth, they'll kill him or they'll kill his family. Or they'll say, well, what he supposed to do? Those are the people that put him in the White House. But they will take up for him from telling the truth. But what he will do is, this man, that, you know what? Fuck Barack Obama.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. It's hard for me to talk about him for a certain period of time without saying that. Man, go ahead, bro. I'm sorry. Fuck Barack
and
Obama.
Now, go to the thing.
Cracker.
Since Barack Obama did that, you go on YouTube. You can find all the documents now released, videotapes. Then you can go and put it. A.R. Rustin, they got all his speeches now on motherfucking YouTube. Now, how did that happen? It was hard to find information about the brother. But now they got everything. They got him talking with the homosexual agenda on YouTube. And then Irritated Genie got a new video where he loaded up a bunch of shit with the brother with these documentaries. The I Had a Dream speech and all that. He wrote all that. He wrote the whole civil rights movement out. A fag who was taking money from the president, the government, and homosexual organizations. Financing the civil rights movement. So when they came out and said that, and I told people, I said they did finance it. And now all that shit is coming to fruition. They ready to get paid. Like Eric said, if I gave you something later on, if I come back and say, hey, bro, you got to give me mine. They won't hear. And they getting it through Barack Obama.
Hey, Brother Sunray. Brother Summer, you still alive? Brother Summer, you still in the line, man?
Yeah.
He let us go ahead and build it up. But, you know, dealing, man, with that truth thing, it's hard for me, man. It's hard for me. I have a fucking problem. I have a fucking problem because it's so hard for me to turn my damn back on injustice. Especially when it comes up, you know, to my people. Everybody tell me it's the time and the place for everything, and that's understandable. But certain things, man, it's just hard for me to keep my mouth closed. It's just hard for me just to, you know what I'm saying, not say nothing.
Yeah, I can't do it either, you know. And motherfuckers be like, yo, and I'm a little dude. I'd be like, blah, 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 me. Hey,
you know, hey, we like them little pit bulls and shit, the little goddamn little spunky candy dogs.
Yeah, you know, and then you just wait on the big cat to come in as fast to show. You know, you like, I got him. I'm a holding guy. Get him. Get him down,
man,
you know.
Man, I don't even wait for the big cat no more. Because what I find was when I go into a room full of motherfucking big cats, all the motherfuckers back. Put their back to the goddamn corner and watch me. Fuck the big cat. Hey, I was in Atlanta at the damn bus station. Shit, on the way going and on the way coming back to Savannah, I seen the big cats in that motherfucker. And all the ass been gay.
Yeah,
outside
big
across
that's
the street from the motherfucker,
thing.
I see the big cat. The motherfucker goddamn gay. So, man.
Yeah, them niggas punks, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about the soldiers we roll with, you know. Everybody.
But it really ain't too many. Man, look. It's not really that many that I can point to. How about you?
Yeah, hey, they be. But see, most of the brothers that I know that's big that I do, because like I said, I ain't in Atlanta. I understand what you're saying. But most of the cats outside of there, where I come from back home and stuff, they more henpecked, you know. And I used to trip on them being henpecked. But big men, you know, they love their women. They got the little women that run them and stuff. But if you got into something, them brothers would be there for you. So I was always around cats like that, you know. And I never took, you know, their size and what they can do as an advantage. You know, you got some cats that go places because they small, but they feisty, and they'll start problems. Just like you got.
Oh, yeah.
You got sisters, they're young and feisty. Not young, but little and feisty. And they cater to these big guys so that they can, and they'll put these big brothers in problems. You got a lot of gentle giants, and they dangerous if they get, you know, when they love them women, they'll kill you. They'll hurt you. But a lot of big brothers, they be want to chill. But like you said, in Atlanta, they want to be sweet.
Man, look, let me tell you what happened to me the other day.
And want you scared of them, and then if they see fear in you, they're going to try to pump you, you know. And I've seen that, you know, because like I said, I had to put one on their head. Like, look, nigga, I ain't no sucker, you know. But I not that he came on to me, but I knew he had feminine ways. But he wanted to try to
get hard. Right?
He wanted to try to pump me when the women already see the sucker in him. But he wanted to make me look like a sucker because I'm showing manhood. And I'm like, bruh, it ain't going to be like this. You know, because I ain't got to put my hands on a brother or disrespect a brother to get attention from a woman. But, you know, down there in Georgia.
That's not sucker shit.
That's the thing down there. They want to try to make you look like a sucker just to impress women and then think, you know, all that, and then women go for that type of shit. I'm like,
hey, guess what? Hold on. I'm going to have to defend my city. It is fucked up because my city is one of the ones. They don't do shit like that. They don't do that shit. They won't fight for a motherfucking woman. They won't fight over a goddamn woman. And they ain't going to do no shit to stun on you in front of a damn woman. They won't do that. They don't do that shit here because...
I have no problems down there. I ain't never had no problems.
It's a matter they won't do it. They won't do it because they see it as weak. That's seen as manhood. That's seen as weak manhood for you to... The player hate or do anything that has to do with taking up for a woman over a man is seen as weak manhood. And that's how the act that a lot of brothers to do. You can be somewhere and see a female get the shit slapped out of her and nobody probably will say nothing. Because they feel as though if they open their mouth, then that's something that's fucked up that the rap culture can infuse into the mind of a lot of people. And that pimpology type shit. They can see you slap the shit out of a female, man, and a lot of times they're not going to do nothing. An older cat will say something now. But, you know, anybody that's like 40 and under, man, they ain't going to say shit. They ain't going to say nothing. Only thing they might say is, boy, you see how the shit, they're not going to do that. And it's different between Atlanta people and Savannah people, especially the guys. It's just different. And I ain't trying to talk no shit about guys from Atlanta, because they are a few, quote-unquote, in street terms, real niggas in Atlanta, but the majority of the ones in Atlanta that got the power and that scrawl and that's making the power move and got them doing this and doing that, they're homosexual.
Yeah, right.
Homosexual. You know,
right.
We see certain images of people on videos and all that shit, and they talk about they represent the true Atlanta. They don't represent the true Atlanta. They represent the poverty parts of Atlanta. But as far as being having power and control and influence, the majority of them straight motherfucking faggots.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
So that's just something that we never.
I seen it all, and I took advantage of the shit. I said, yeah, I'm gonna take advantage of this because it was like
a culture. You gotta be gay friendly. But what happened to me over the, well, that was the weekend, last Friday or Thursday. I had, one of the faggots had sung the sister Renee Bass something, right? So I had went and had typed the faggot some shit back, you know, so I would let the faggot know, hey, look, you can talk all the shit you want to, and I see why she don't show her face, but, you know that if any of y'all fuck with Renee Bass, you know what I'm saying, that death, that, this is what I said, after that death will be the first option. Man, the faggot talked too much shit to me, and he said, yeah, he said, I can tell you a faggot. He said, because your name's Savannah Black. And you from Georgia, Savannah, that's right by Atlanta. And one thing about Atlanta, shit, you, he said, what did he say? He said, you conscious by day, but we all know how y'all do. Y'all conscious by day, but at night, y'all straight flaming. I'm looking for somebody that's on a flame. Holy shit.
Yeah, that's what they say, though. That's a common thing down there. That's how I know he's from Atlanta, but that's what they say, because that's what me and Sombre was building on, and hopefully we're going to touch on it, because they're talking about how that whole conscious shit was financed and is being controlled now, because we were talking about a few brothers in the community that's being ousted out, which I'll give you, Ray Hagan and Carlton Pearson, they going around saying that niggas in the conscious community need to embrace the homosexuality agenda. You know? Hello? Black.
Well, I guess if we out of energy and thought, we might as well close it out. Cause I ain't got nothing to add. I'm through.
Black fell out.
Black fell out.
Yeah, I think he fell out. You want to close it out with your thoughts?
Well, man, y'all just went in so much until I really think I don't have anything that I could add to it. I feel that if I add to it, I'll be taken away from it.
Mm-hmm. No, you don't.
Somewhere you in the house.
Hey, somewhere in the house.
Mm-hmm. We need some outro music because I'm not on this. Let me see. Let me get on the switchboard. Goddamn, I'm tripping. I got a switchboard. But yeah,
he's down for the tank.
But brother Anthony, you got something?
You want to do a song?
Let's see, I got something right here. We're going.
Let's do something for our brother, our fallen soldier, man, Bobby Womack.
Let's see. Let me. I gotta find it now.
I wish you didn't. So much Happy Harry, or yeah, let's do something for the
yeah, because
he tapped out.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, let's honor him.
Hold on, man. If I could find it, bro.
I bet somebody get that motherfucker right there on deck.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a deep topic, man, because that's what rules our lives, and we dictate our families, our lives, and we conduct ourselves based on truth that we accept it as true, whether it may be real or not, or not 100 complete truth. As long as you accept it, it's validated within your spirit as such. So everybody holds dear to their heart a certain conception of what they would call truth, which is really tough. Allah was on the road in the 70s with that God. The time is killing you. And when we look at it, the days of the week are.
I was a
your birthday,
brother, was by doing whatever
your
I
name
had
is.
To do to survive.
Ask yourself,
I'm not
question.
Saying what I did was all
before
right.
Before we start looking at us.
Trying to break out of the ghetto was a day-to-day fight.
If you were talking to someone, I'd
been down so long, getting up to the phone for mine. But I knew there was a better way of life, and I was just trying to find. You don't know what you do until you put under pressure. Cross 110th Street is a hell of a
just based on somebody.
So cross 110th Street.
Just conception starts.
Just try to catch a woman next week.
Conception starts in mind. Because remember, lay down,
you're
I hereby authorize.
I got one more thing I'd like to talk to you about right now.
This is your truth.
There's a better way out. Starting that cold shooting, that
so
dope
wait,
candy copping out. Take my advice. If you believe or die, you got to be strong. If you want
to
survive,
you'll bring
the family on the upper side of town.
We'll
catch hell without a ghetto around.
In
every city you'll find the same thing going down. Harlem is the capital of every ghetto town. Everything is
so
tall. I'm
going
to sit up. I'm just trying to catch a woman next week.
So we think of we're going to live, you brother. Guess not.
Yeah.